Welcome to the Northern Nerd Podcast. We're glad you could join us today. The Northern Nerd is the Northwoods entertainment, media, and creative hub. Each show includes different guests that come from all walks of life with stories to share. Enjoy our latest episode. If you like the Northern Nerd Podcast and other things created by the Northern Nerd, please consider supporting us by going to our online store at www.thenorthernnerd.com/online store. And there you're going to find our hats, our coffee mugs, our t-shirts, and not just stuff with our logos on them, but other things with the Northwoods in mind. If you go there right now and you go to checkout and you type in promo code podcast as you're checking out, you're going to get 10% off your next order. Please consider supporting the Northern Nerd, and thank you for being a nerd. Hey everybody, welcome to the Northern Nerd Podcast. We got a special episode today coming from the fancy studio, my kitchen, and we're going to talk about Akifest. And I'm sitting down here with Pharaoh.
What's up, man?
Yeah, I'm excited to have him here and just to get to talk about this festival and what all is going to go into it, and just him as an artist. And I'm really looking forward to today's conversation. So welcome to the show.
Yeah, man. Thank you for having me. I'm excited for this deep dive we're about to have. It seems like we're both pretty deep-minded individuals, so I'm excited to see where this is going to take us.
Yeah, me too. So tell us about Akifest. What's that all about?
Yeah, so I guess I should start a little bit of background.
Yeah, go for it.
For a lot of the folks out here who don't know much about me or what we do, I'm Pharaoh. I'm 24. And when I was about 11 years old, I made the decision that music was going to be the thing that I pursued for the rest of my life. So from that point on, I did everything necessary to ensure that that was my main focus. Went to college for it, went to an arts high school, did as many shows, you know, wrote, you know, put in the 20,000 hours basically to master it. And all the different aspects. So learning production, learning mixing, learning recording, learning, you know, learning composition, learning the music theory, all the important aspects. And then through doing shows and stuff in the community, I realized that a lot of people were just trying to get my money and weren't really doing it for the art or caring about the artists. So we started Soda Gang, which stands for Going After New Goals. And that was in 2015.
Okay.
And it was a little brainchild, and I pushed it and pushed it forever. And then I ended up meeting Corey, who runs Soda Gang, with me. And from that point on, we just hit the ground running. We started doing all types of events. We've done four different beach parties. We've done probably six house parties. We've done, you know, 20 plus concerts, all that in the Twin Cities. We've done, like I told you, we did the music curriculums in the school.
Yeah.
So all that was under Soda Gang and just a part of connecting the community. I've been super blessed to know a gentleman by the name of Kyle Rucker, who has been a great mentor to me throughout a lot of my time as an artist over the past 4 years, and has given me a lot of opportunities. He also owns the largest black music publishing company in Minnesota, so that's awesome. And he showed us some land, basically, and put the idea into our head that something like this was possible. And you know, we've had conversations about this, about always going after the impossible. Mm-hmm. When you have a dream and it's real and it's your vision, no matter what anybody says, no matter what you see around you, you can't let anybody take it away from you. You have to keep running for it. And so the moment Corey and I heard about this festival, we decided we were going to take it on, create it from the ground up. So we decided on the name. We hired a whole team. We got staffing in the works. And then we went through a little hiccup about a week ago that almost pushed us to the verge of either backing out, which would be the weak thing to do, or to keep believing in the festival and pushing. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, man, it's been a stressful week. We've been all of us working tirelessly. So much of what social media sees is just glimpses into random moments through a lens, but what you don't see is the grind and effort that comes behind the scenes and the investment of time and money that you make into a vision. So today we got some great news, so that's a good thing.
Yeah,
hopefully by the time this airs, we will be able to share the official details on everything. But as of right now, you can go to akifest.com. But we do have an amazing lineup of artists. So we've got Miko Blaze, we've got Julie Eddy, we've got myself, we've got Mr. Organic, we've got Jameer, we've got so many different people in the fields of rock, pop, and hip-hop, and we're adding more. So anybody that's out there that's listening to this, any artists, if you want to hit up contact@akifest.com and inquire about performing, we're accepting submissions right now. Akifest is what happens when the people take control and do something from a place of good. That's what Aki means to us. Celebration. Mm-hmm. Through all the events we've done, we've never had problems with getting shut down. Never had cops involved. Never had any legal issues. We've always done things from a good place and made sure it's good energy. And now we have the opportunity to do that on a bigger scale, in a safe way, with enough space to have from 3,000 to 10,000 people here. And so we're doing it. August 29th is going to be a day that people are going to remember forever, because it's going to be an innovation of the new age. It's going to be a music festival that takes the pandemic and reforms it in a way where it feels less scary. It feels like you can still do normal things. You know, I feel like the media does a really good job of scaring people. But as you and I both know, in real life, things aren't as scary. And people still need to come together. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of people right now are missing that community aspect of listening to music together, watching sporting events and different things like that. That is just human nature, to be surrounded by people and share that art and culture and all that kind of stuff. And
yeah,
that's really great that you guys are doing this and going about it in a way that's going to be beneficial to the artists and really give them a platform to share their work. Mm-hmm. But also where people can come and have that community that they've missed out on for so long, but do it in a safe manner where they feel comfortable to take part in this festival. And that's something that's going to be, like you said, groundbreaking and a day to remember.
So, yeah. I want to say the official location and talk about all the different things that are going to be included, but unfortunately I have to wait and I don't want to jinx myself. But what I will say is that when everything comes out and you see everything on akifest.com, because by the time this comes out, you're going to be able to see the full vision, and we're going to start pushing forward full force on the promo. Because we've been waiting. We've had these hiccups. And believe me, man, we sit here every day and we're frustrated because we can't be doing the things we want to be doing. But we kept believing and we kept working.
Mm-hmm.
And today is a good day, man. A really great day. And so what the people can expect from Akifest is to togetherness in a safe way, respect, and immersing you in an experience that's unlike anything you've been to in your life. That's the thing we're always trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when I say concerts, a lot of what we do is like renting out a boardroom and putting a DJ in there and playing music with lights and fog and stuff, you know, or renting out a studio, recording studio, and doing a release party in there, or you know, taking different scenarios and trying to put themes behind it. You know what I'm saying? Give it different vibes. And we're just doing that on a much bigger scale now. And that's what Akifest is. We want you to step in there. We want you to be able to feel what summer feels like, what it should feel like. People feel very separated. People feel very divided. And that is the opposite of what we stand for.
Mm-hmm.
We are for togetherness. We are for love. We are for unity. Unity is going to be that key word, man, because that's what we are. And as creatives, I just want to see us all win. So, you know, we're not coming from a place of we want to hurt people. We want to take anybody's money. We want to scam you or anything like that. Because I know a lot of people hear this stuff and it sounds kind of weird to them. But the truth is people are just really scared of ambition.
Right.
And they don't think the impossible is possible. But that's what separates the 99.9%.
Right.
From us, the people who are going to look and believe no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Taking a situation where a lot of people would probably say, oh, that's too difficult or that's too hard, and like finding a way to innovate and use this situation as a way to create that community that you've been talking about and bring people together. I think, yeah, that's really admirable to have that. So
thanks, man. And I'd say the same for you. You know, obviously your viewers know a lot about you and what you do, but over the past week, you know, I've become very familiar with you, and now we're sitting here in your lovely home having a conversation. and you know, that's admirable. Being able to have that type of support, knowing that we have somebody like you believing in us, you know, it's just another one of those pieces of fuel that makes me want to work hard, that makes us want to see this vision through. Mm-hmm. And so I really appreciate that, man, because this stuff doesn't happen without you. And we're so excited to have you be a part of this, because it's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
It's going to be an absolute blast. So, yeah.
Thanks, man. So you've talked about some of the challenges and things like that, but what's been a highlight of the process so far of putting this festival together?
Knowing that you can do the impossible. I think that's it. You know, 3.5 weeks ago, this was not even an idea in our mind. I would have never thought that I would be right here right now, mm-hmm. in this position, you know, with everything on the table. And then all of a sudden, now I'm a festival thrower. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, took a moment. Do we want to do this? And, you know, Corey and I just said, all right, let's do it. Mm-hmm. Let's do it. And ever since then, you just have to wake up every day and accept that you're going to have to do whatever is necessary. Mm-hmm. I mean, like you've seen, we've been in the city promoting and all these different cities promoting. I never went through and did any, you know, event permit stuff before,
right.
With the county, you know, that's all new. We've just had to do so many things that push the boundaries of what we've thought possible. And you know, you just have to keep doing it. And then God sees it and is like, okay, I see this work you've been putting in. Here you go. But you got to show him. That's what I was saying. I was telling them earlier, that's what you got to show God that you are willing to go and do what it takes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can't just say something and not put in action. So that's been the biggest part, is knowing like, wow, we've really given this our all, mm-hmm. and we've really united the people together to work for this. 'Cause it's not just one person or two people. I mean, we've got 60 people, you know, that are ready and committed to this thing. You know, we've got all aspects figured out. So just seeing how quickly the people in our gang can unite and just take on a project like this, no question.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not that like dipping the toe in the water thing, kind of seeing what happens is jumping full in.
Yeah. You don't have an option.
Right.
Especially with the timeline. You
right,
know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You're either going to go full force or not. Mm-hmm. And we had to make that decision. And it was like, that it wasn't even a question. It was like, okay, we can do this. Mm-hmm. We can do this. Let's do it. You know? And I'm always trying to channel like the greats, like Kobe Bryant, like Michael Jordan. And I always think, you know, Jay-Z and Kanye, I always think to myself, would these people give up in this situation? What would they do? They would go for it. I got to go for it. Does it seem impossible? Yes. But do I know it's achievable? Yes. Mm-hmm. And you just, it's like going to the gym for your mind. You just got to push. Mm-hmm. That's why I like these things. It's like a marathon for your brain.
Right. And at the end of this, you'll probably look back and see just how much you've grown through this experience. Like, all right, 3.5 weeks ago, like you were saying, you didn't think this was possible or just didn't have it in your head. And then all of a sudden you look back, it's like, wow, I did all this. Like I conquered this obstacle that was in my way, had to jump through this hoop and look at what we created. Mm-hmm. And I think like the day of the festival, you'll probably have that realization and everything. And I'm excited
Yeah, yeah. I think we all will. I think everybody in this room will.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to remember this conversation in these moments and when we first met and stuff, mm-hmm. all the way to that point. And that's the fuel, man, to keep going. It's just at you've got to wake up every morning and you've got to, you know, you've got to dream the vision. You've got to be the vision. You got to sleep and eat the vision. You know what I'm saying? You've got to see that end goal at all times because it will become a reality, but you have to paint it first. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're doing this, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
So, you talked about, how you made the decision when you were 11 years old to just devote yourself to music. And I guess one of the questions I have is that who are some of your musical inspirations as far as that goes?
Yeah. Growing up, I was a big rock and roll kid. So that was an early part of my influence just for a little bit, but I mean, growing up, like New York hip hop was definitely the thing that like played a lot into my style. Mm-hmm. Just spent a lot of time with family over on the East Coast and being shown that music and being immersed in that culture. In the city, as these records were coming out from these New York artists, it was just a crazy feeling, man.
Yeah.
And it was so cool. And there's some of the youngest memories I can have is being 4 or 5 years old out in New York City. Watching BET videos of artists, you know, doing songs in the Bronx, which is just down the street and stuff. And it was really awesome. That inspired me a lot. Another thing was a lot of Middle Eastern music. Mm-hmm. That was pretty much all my dad played when I was growing up. He got me a Middle Eastern drum.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of that type of influence. But as far as specific artists, I would say I love Queen. Freddie Mercury, I love Kanye West, Jay-Z. I'm like a pretty like normal guy when it comes to my favorite artists, but it's always got to be like the greats. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's always who I wanted to study because, that's what I want to be like, you know?
Right.
So studying their words and the way they create and their process and, you know, learning all these people and how I can apply their techniques to myself. And get better.
So what does a typical studio session look like for you? Do you have any like superstitions as you go into the studio? Like,
yeah, for sure.
I got to eat this. Like I wrote a great song when I ate like an Eggo waffle in the morning on this day or something like that. What's a typical day in the studio look like for you?
My process is I often change it up, but it'll stay for a while. So I've been in this process probably for like almost a year now where I typically go to the studio at 11 at night.
Mm-hmm.
On the drive there, I usually like to listen to podcasts so that I don't have musical influence directly like from a song and accidentally, you know, subliminally do something. Mm-hmm. So I'll just listen to a podcast. And then I go inside. Nobody comes with me usually when I'm recording. Mm-hmm. I don't like to have people around. It's just better cause I can record myself. So I just go in a studio and, you know, set up the mic next to the big console and it's like, just record everything. It's gotta be with nobody else there, man, at all times. And very solemn. You know what I'm saying? I'm an anxious person. So if I'm in an angsty mood, it's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Because the music requires patience. And so, yeah, that's my process. I'll usually be there till about 5 in the morning.
Okay.
So it's like, I'm a night owl in there, and it's just, nobody else is in the complex and it's in this big, huge building. And nobody else is in there and I'm just in there alone. I know nobody else. It's super calming. Helps me think better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause I think it's easier probably to just be like, you get past like that not only the self-critic that you have, but like, oh, what's everybody else in the room think of this right now? And you just can kind of process that. I could imagine a little bit easier that way.
Yeah. I would rather just make a demo and then send it to people like via text or play it for them in the car versus have them directly in the studio. Like I've made some really dope records with people in the studio, but I for sure prefer to be very alone.
Yeah.
The only person who I like to record me is my producer, Realistic. And he's living pretty far from me right now. So I just do everything myself.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a good way to go about it too. What's been one of the highlights so far throughout your career?
That's a good question. I guess because I don't often take moments to be proud mm-hmm. of where I'm at. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So, but I would say one of the highlights of my career is, it is the team I've developed.
Yeah.
It's my team around me
mm-hmm.
for sure. Absolutely. I did not have this for a long time and I fought for it and I needed it. I've always needed people to give me their honest opinions, to ground me, and to have people now that I can count on to like really, really, really work and dedicate themselves to make the vision happen. It means the world. Because it makes me believe in it that much more and it keeps me motivated. It keeps me on my toes. And we've come so far, you know, now we're at this festival point. Like in June, you know, we threw a beach party for like 200 people. You know what I'm saying? We had a great time and stuff, but I didn't imagine a couple weeks later I was going to start, you know, figuring out a festival. And here we are,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's the biggest blessing. You
yeah.
know, I, for a long time in my life, I wanted to be I wanted to be famous at a younger age. I wanted to be signed to a label. But as I've grown up, I know that I have to be proud of where I'm at
mm-hmm.
and can't think like that. And honestly, we've come a really long way, man. You know, it may not be where we want to be, but we're well on our way, man. And that's what Aki Fest is, bro.
Yeah.
Aki Fest is that checkmate because we're not coming from a bad place. We're going to do what nobody else will in an innovative way. By the way, for anybody who doesn't know, we're going to have a pay-per-view access part as well. So if you don't want to come or you don't feel safe coming, we're going to have Stream Ticket is going to be partnering with Aki Fest, and they are going to be delivering all of the visuals, so you'll be able to witness everything throughout the entire day. So we really do have something for everybody.
Yeah.
And everybody can participate in this. You know, go sit in like your pool outside and then watch it and you'll feel like you're there.
Right.
With all of us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. People can make the most of it and stuff like that. So
yeah,
that's awesome. And yeah, like you were saying, just the team that you've surround yourself with. I think it's so important that you surround yourself with people that are like building you up and share those same ideas that you do. Just because I think it's easy to just like get down on yourself or stuff like that. But when you have those people that breathe life into you and are keeping you motivated, that's how you're going to continually grow as a, not only as an artist, but also as a person too.
Yeah. Cause when you're leading, you have to understand that you have to work harder than everybody else
mm-hmm.
because people don't want to be a part of something if they feel like you're not the one working the hardest. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I want people to look at me in life and be like, damn, that dude works hard. Damn, that dude does this. And I want it to inspire them to want to do better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The same way when I was lazy, not to call people lazy, but like when I was lazy, I had, you know, my mentors come into my life and, you know, breathe life into me. So it wasn't always this way. And when you have people that are putting valuable time from their lives and investing it into at ultimately your vision, you have to work the hardest. You have to put forth the most energy. You have to show that you are willing to do everything necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it keeps you working hard, because you don't have the option to not. You have to be more better at communicating than everybody. You got to show up more on time for everything, you know? So there's this precedent that you kind of set for yourself.
Yeah.
By taking on that role and when everybody follows suit in the same way and takes on those same, you know, levels of discipline for themselves,
mm-hmm.
everybody wins.
Right. Yeah, because you set the standard, or whoever's leading sets the standard, and they kind of create that culture of, all right, this is like the expectation, like, oh, I see him doing this. That's going to help my game too. And it's kind of like that quarterback mentality.
Yeah.
In a sense. So yeah, that's important too.
Yeah, man. The pressure is good. The pressure is pressure.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong, but people like us are built to win under pressure.
Mm, thrive off of that. And
yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any messages for like, if a younger artist is listening to this podcast, any words of advice to them?
Don't sign to a major label, first of all. Learn to do as much of the process of making music yourself as possible so that less people have control over you and your craft. That's one piece. Number two, the first question I always ask anybody is, how often do you make music? If you're not making music every single day in one way or another, then you're not working hard enough. Unfortunately, no matter what you have going on in your life, you have to discipline yourself. And so start to discipline yourself. It's the simplest way I can put it, is every day when you wake up, remember that you have to put in that time.
Mm-hmm.
You have to put in the effort and learn as much as you can. Just listening to people, absorbing everything that they know, and using what's valuable. You know, that's kind of like what I try and do. I just absorb everybody else's knowledge, kind of like Thanos or something, and get the little ring. You know what I'm saying?
Stones.
I'm just trying to get everybody, like, because everybody is smarter than everybody in some way.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so there's always something. Yeah, you can always learn something. Mm-hmm. And so if you approach every conversation, I think I read this in a book. If you approach every conversation with that intent, like, I'm excited to learn something from this person. What am I going to learn? You know, and finding that out.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a little game. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good technique.
Mm-hmm.
But it's truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just adding those different tools to your toolbox, and then just being a good student in that regard is just going to help you go so much further.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like that. Well, any other comments or shout outs that you want to give before we sign off for today's show?
Yeah, I got a question for you.
Okay, go for it.
What's your favorite food?
Favorite food? Anything to do with breakfast. I'm nice. A big breakfast guy. That's all I know how to cook. So
that's cool. We had a good breakfast today.
Yeah.
Yeah. From Perkins.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Perkins.
Yeah.
You know, always get to, what's your favorite breakfast place?
Favorite breakfast place, like in town, or if I'm
all time,
anywhere. My dad's house.
Nice.
I mean, yeah, my dad's a good breakfast guy. So I'd have to say, and we had we have this family tradition where it's, if it's breakfast night, we have no leftovers. So it's like, you come to the table, you got to be ready to eat. So
nice. I like that, man.
Yeah.
Does all your family live in the Hayward area?
The majority of them do. Yeah.
Nice. You guys see each other often then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's good, man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good place to live, and
yeah.
I love it here. So
what would you say your top five favorite things about living here are?
Number one, I'd have to say just all the different things you can do with nature and stuff like that. It's if you're bored here, you're doing something wrong. Because there's, whether it's in the springtime or summer, fall, winter, there's always something that you could be doing outside and just experiencing that. Secondly, I'd have to say the events that are held here too. So they have Lumberjack World Championships, Muskie Fest, American Birkebeiner, Schwamigan Fat Tire. There's something for every different person to experience and kind of get in tune with. Then I have to say the people. It's just nice to, like, pretty much every night I'll go on a night walk just to clear my head at the end of the day, just listen to music and just kind of wind down and process the day. And I don't think there's one time where I haven't been walking and there hasn't been somebody that's waved to me or something like that. And just really friendly people and a community that rallies behind each other. Like whenever there is maybe somebody just lost a loved one, or there's somebody has cancer or something like that, the community is so quick to rally behind each other. And that's what I really enjoy. Also, all right, that's three. So I got two more here. I'm gonna have to say the school system, just because I'm a teacher. It's like, we got a great school system here too. And just the impressions that you're able to make on the students through, whether that's in the classroom or through athletics and different stuff like that. It's always cool to be a part of something, yeah, greater than yourself, and just to see the growth of those people over time, whether it's academically or again athletically, that's pretty cool. Then finally, I'm going to have to say, just like the small town life things, like when I was growing up, my mom, I'd never want to go grocery shopping with her because she knew everybody. So I'd be like, all right, this is not going to be a quick in and out thing. But it's stuff like that where it's like, all right, at the time, maybe you didn't enjoy it that much. But as you get older, you appreciate just the small town things and stuff like that. So I'd have to say that's my top five. That's a good question, though.
Do you want to stay here for the rest of your life?
At this point, I'm kind of uncertain. I mean, right now I'm happy with where I'm at, but it all kind of depends on, I guess what happens with, I guess my writing and stuff like that, if that happens to take off. But also I'm not sure. Yeah. Right now I like taking little road trips and stuff like that to different places, but, yeah, I'm happy here right now, but we'll see what the future has in store.
That's dope, man.
Yeah.
Well, good. So as far as some last shout outs, I do want to say if you're interested in being a vendor, a sponsor, or an act, we're also going to have performance artists as well. You're going to want to email contact@akifest.com. One more time, that's contact@akifest.com. You can also learn everything you need to know at akifest.com. My website is pharaohsound.com, pharaohsound.com. That's pharaohsound.com. And you can find my music on all streaming platforms at Love of Pharaoh, LoveOfPharaoh. I'm telling you right now, Wisconsin, Minnesota, all the Midwest, we're coming to you guys with some big shit. I hope you guys have an amazing day. And thank you for having us on, man.
Yeah.
Truly appreciate it, dude.
Thanks for tuning in to the latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast. Feel free to like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to us on Apple Music and Spotify Music so you know when our latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast is coming out. That about does it for us, so continue to be kind to one another, and we'll see you around town.